only two places in the world that do not allow divorce. One is Vatican City, the other is the Philippines. As you may have guessed, Catholicism is the common factor here. But a bill to legalize divorce is making its way through the legislature in the Philippines. If it passes, that would be a huge deal, not just for millions of people there, but for millions of Filipinos who work overseas. Catherine Fung is a reporter based in New York. Catherine, before this bill passed in the Philippines House of Representatives, what options were there for married couples that wanted to break up?
So the only option available to married couples in the Philippines is to get an annulment. What that means is essentially the marriage was never valid to begin with. To get that, people have to prove that the other spouse was psychologically incapacitated when they got married. It's really hard to prove, and it requires getting lawyers and psychologists to make assessments. So it's very expensive, the equivalent of thousands of US dollars. And that traps a lot of middle class and working class people in marriages that don't work anymore and some relationships that are abusive.
Do couples go ahead and separate and just have informal arrangements, or do couples tend to just stay together because they can't seek the annulment?
A lot of couples do tend to informally separate, but it creates problems because there's no formal way to get child custody or to get alimony. And if one of them buys property, it's automatically conjugal property. So it belongs to the other estranged spouse, too. What happens is that people are giving up their rights because they can't get divorced.
How does this affect the more than 2 million Filipinos who work abroad and send their remittances back home?
So I talked to a number of women in New York who are from the Philippines and who are in this situation now where they can't get out of their marriages. And this affects them in a couple of different ways. They struggle because they can't buy property in the Philippines if they want to retire there someday or go home, which many of them do. And if they can't reach an agreement with their spouses to bring their children here or to share custody, there's really no way for them to go about it. I talked to one woman named Nariza, who is a nanny now in New York. She couldn't get divorced, but she said there was no way she could stay with her husband.
Gambling, women, drugs was there. So it was the thing that pushes me out because I was already worried about the future of my children.
So in her case, are her children still back in the Philippines?
Her children are in the Philippines. Her children are grown now. The youngest is 24, but her child was 5 when she left.
Now, this divorce bill, which is being debated, how would it change things?
It would basically lower the bar for people who want to end their marriages. Instead of having to prove psychological incapacity, they could get a divorce based on reasons like infidelity, spousal abuse, or irreconcilable differences.
And what sort of support is it finding among Filipinos?
There have been public opinion surveys in the Philippines, and right now, the majority of Filipinos support divorce being passed. It's a slight majority, and one of the reasons why this is such a big debate right now is because the Philippines is strongly Catholic, and the Catholic Church doesn't support divorce. There have been attempts to legalize divorce in the past, but this past year, the momentum is stronger because divorce advocates really believe that the current Congress is more likely to approve this bill.
Do Filipinos working abroad, are they a strong base of support for the divorce bill?
Yeah, so overseas workers groups around the world overwhelmingly support this bill. And in fact, this bill was partly written with them in mind. Lawmakers in the Philippines have said that they are supporting this in part because they've been hearing from workers and workers groups around the world. And if it passes, it will give priority to workers to streamline the process for them. Nariza, the woman who nannies in New York, she supports the bill, but she's aware of how controversial it is in the Philippines.
Some other people will gonna disagree with this, especially religious groups. But for me, I hope they will understand this. I'm also a religious woman, a mother. I've really tried, but we're just human.
Now, this bill needs the president's approval before it can become law. Is Rodrigo Duterte likely to support it?
He said in March that he wouldn't support it. He believes that legalizing divorce would break up families. And there is really no deadline for this bill to be voted on. So the future is unclear at the moment.
Catherine Fung is a reporter based in New York. Her story comes to us via our Global Nation Reporting Fund. Thanks a lot, Catherine.
Thank you.